Chazar zeh nesh shabach yichas chashag b'mam Yehudim sech shabbos daf kuf mem. Mishasev noyis nim beitz ab masan enes. Yaakov Korcha taught this is allowed because it's done to color the mustard, not for sifting purposes. Rav says that mustard that was mixed with liquid on Friday could be mixed with liquids with a keli on Shabbos, but not by hand. Shmuel says only by hand, not by a keli. Beloza says either way is also Rabbi Yechanan says either way is mutter. Abai and Rav says Allah does not follow Rabbi Yechanan. However, Rabbi Yechanan changes view to that of Beloza. Beloza changes view to that of Shmuel. So Abai and Rav then held like Rabbi Yechanan. And Abai's mother gave him the mixture on Shabbos. He didn't eat it. Zeira's wife gave this mixture to Rav Chiya bar Ashi, who was Zeira's student, and he would not eat it. She said, "Your Rebbe eats it. Why can't you eat it?" Rav bar Shiva said he prepared it for Avin and he ate it. As Rucha said, Allah is mustard could be mixed with liquids, whether by hand or by keli, and you can even add honey to it as long as the mixing is not done to make it to a very thorough mixing. Cress that was chopped on Friday could be mixed on Shabbos as long as not done thoroughly, and you can even have oil, vinegar, and amisa, which is mint, added to it. Garlic that was ground on Friday could be mixed again, but not thoroughly on Shabbos, and it can have even beans added to it. She said the oisin inoimlim b'Shabbos. Rice says a person can take inoimlim, which is made of wine, honey, and pepper on Shabbos, but not aluntis, which is made of old wine, clear water, and balsam, which is used to cool someone down after going to the bathhouse. So Yosef was given aluntis after he left the bathhouse, and he felt it all the way from his head to his toes. It cooled down his entire body. Zok the Mishnah, you can't soak chiltis in warm water. Would dissolve and you would drink the liquid for medicinal purposes, but you are allowed to put it in vinegar as a dip. You're not allowed to pour water onto kashinim so that the inedible pieces float to the top. You are also not allowed to rub them by hand to separate the edible from the inedible. You are allowed to store them in a sifter or a basket, even though that may lead to some separation of the edible from the inedible. You're not allowed to sift straw with a sifter or put it on a high place so that the chaff will separate and roll away. But however, you are allowed to gather straw in a sifter to carry it over to a feeding trough, even though some sifting will occur. Check the Gemara if you do soak chiltus in warm water while you. Rav Ado Nar Sho'o says he's chayev chatas. Abaye said, and even soaking a piece of meat in water should make it chayev, and of course that's not the halacha. So rather, it's also the rabbanim because it's a uvda dechil. Rabbi Yechanan asked, are you allowed to soak in cold water? Rabbi Yane said, that's also as well. Our Mishnah says warm water, but from a braisa we see that our Mishnah is only a shita of Rabbi Yosi, but the Chacham argue and say even in cold water it's aser. This mixture is one drinks to heal pains of the heart. Rabbi Yosef had these pains. Mar Ukva told him to drink this liquid for 3 days. He drank it on Thursday and Friday. When he came to Shabbos, he went to the Mishnah to ask him, am I allowed to make it on Shabbos? To drink it on Shabbos. Rav Chiya bar Oven told him that Rav Huna had told him in the same circumstance that Rav said soak it in cold water, then let it warm up in the sun. And the truth, this would be allowed even if you typically don't allow soaking in cold water, because here he was on a 3-day regimen. If he wouldn't have taken it on the third day, it would put him in danger. Rabbi Yosef answered Saf, if you allowed to rub a freshly laundered shirt, he said, do people rub it to make it soft, or did they rub it to whiten it even more? The Safa answered, they rub it to make it soft, and that's why it's mutter. Although Rav Huna told Rav Chiya bar Yosef that rubbing a kerchief is usur, that could be because people over there are particular to try to make it white, and therefore over there, The rubbing is done to make it more white. That's why it's also. Rav Chisda said removing a shirt from a stick which was hung on after being cleaned is mutter, but to remove the stick itself is also because that's mukzer. Rav said if the stick is a weaver stick, it's mutter even to remove the stick. Rav Chisda says if you have a bunch of vegetables that are fit for an animal, they may be moved. If they're not fit for an animal, they may not be moved. Rav Chiya bar Ashi and Rav said a string of raw meat may be moved because it's fit to be eaten, but a string of raw fish cannot be eaten and therefore it cannot be moved. Katina said someone who stands in the middle of a bed that belongs to another couple that a couple usually sleeps in, it's mamash like standing on the stomach of a woman, meaning it leads to improper thoughts. The Gemara says there's really no problem with doing so. Chista said a number of members that the Gemara goes through one by one. Chista says when buying a bundle of vegetables or reads the Talmud Chacham, should make sure to buy the longest bundle because they're all the same thickness and the same price, and therefore for the longest one you get the most for your money. Next, if a Talmud Chacham doesn't have enough bread to eat, he shouldn't eat vegetables because that just makes you more hungry. Next, he said, I didn't eat vegetables when I was poor because it would make me hungrier, and when I was rich I didn't eat it because I had meat and fish instead. Next, he said a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have enough bread shouldn't eat little pieces of bread. Rather, he should save up until he has one satisfying meal. Next, a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have enough bread shouldn't make a bracha and be the one to cut the bread and give everybody because he'll do so stingily. Next, he said, when I was a poor person, I didn't make the bracha and distribute the bread until I looked to see that I had enough for my needs. Next, he said, someone who can only afford barley bread and instead buys wheat bread is over about tashkas for wasting extra money. Rav Papa said, someone who can only afford beer and drinks wine is also over about tashkas. The Gemara says really is no problem for doing so because wheat bread and wine are more healthy than barley bread and beer, and therefore it's about tashkas to the body. Next, the Talmud Chacham has no oil to use on his hands after eating. Should use the water found inside pits because they become oily. Next, the Talmud Chacham was buying meat. Should buy neck meat because it consists of three different types of meats: fatty, lean, and tough. Next, the Talmud Chacham was buying linen garments. Should buy from Nahar Abba and wash it only every 30 days. He said, I'll guarantee you it'll last a full year. Next, the Talmud Chacham shouldn't sit on a new reed mat because the moisture it contains will ruin his clothing. Finally, he said, the Talmud Chacham should not give his clothing to his hostess to clean because she may see zera on it and that will cause him to become disgusting in her eyes. Chista told his daughters to be modest in front of their husbands. He said, don't eat bread in front of them; it may repulse him. Don't don't eat vegetables at night because it causes bad breath. Don't eat dates or drink beer at night. It causes stomach issues. Don't relieve yourself in the place where your husband relieves himself. Again, it can repulse him. Don't get used to speaking to other men. And he said, and when you're involved in Tashmish, make sure to increase his desire before going ahead with the actual Tashmish. Mishnah said, Ain't Kshoilin Sakashinin. Our Mishnah would argue in a Brayson, which Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov says, that well, you're not allowed to use a sifter at all on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Rabdoisa says you're allowed to sweep out a feeding trough for an animal that's being fattened for shchita, so that the food is not mixed with dirt and it eats properly. And second, you can move excess food from the side of the stall so that it doesn't get mixed up with the waste of the animal. The Chum say it's aser. Next, the Mishnah says you're allowed to take food from in front of one animal and place it in front of another animal on Shabbos. The Chum argue on the first case or the second case or both. For a Brayse, it's clear that they argue in both cases. Chista said they only argue in a case with a dirt floor. Rabdoisa said it could be swept. The Chum say it can't. In fact, no one will allow you to sweep a dirt floor because it's filling the holes. Rather, they only argue in a can when it's not a dirt floor. When it is a dirt floor, everyone says it's awesome. When it's not a dirt floor, the Chum argues, and Reb Doi says not. Mishnah 7, Noitin Lufnei Abed Behema. One Bryce says you take from in front of an animal with a nice mouth and put it in front of an animal with a bad mouth. Another Bryce says the other way around. Abai says both Bryces mean you're allowed to take from in front of a donkey and put it in front of an ox, but not the other way around. An ox drools, so a donkey won't eat from it. A donkey does not, so an ox would eat from a donkey's food.